Finding Your Spiritual Path, Part 7. Spirituality without difficulty is an absurdity. Sri Chinmoy. We commenced this series on finding your spiritual path by stating, there are only two essential tasks in life. Find your spiritual path and follow it. Having found our spiritual path, only one task remains. Follow it. We follow a spiritual path to reach and attain the highest goal. Enlightenment, illumination, God realization, or God satisfaction. The goal that subsumes and transcends all quests and aspirations. Clearly, we are now a long way from this goal, so following the path must involve radical transformation of our consciousness along the way. The limited, ignorant parts of our being, with which we presently largely identify, must be surrendered and traded for our infinite, illumined self. Reaching and attaining infinite bliss is anything but a bed of roses. On the contrary, giving up my cherished ignorance, my present apparent identity, is perilously difficult. Our present nature must first be brought under our control and command. To this end, every spiritual path requires discipline. Without a discipline, nothing significant can ever be achieved in life. Until we can control our own thoughts and passions, we remain their slave, impotent to direct our progress toward any worthwhile goal. Everything in nature fights to preserve its own dominion and existence, including our own ignorance, weaknesses, and limitations. To tread the path to illumination, we must be ready, willing, and eager to wage war against our own puny and proud ignorance ego. The obstacles to overcome are predominantly found not in the world around us. They are within, cradled and coddled by our own indulgence. Doubt, fear, insecurity, pride, impurity, inertia. All we have built, all we must now dismantle. To follow your path, be ready to fight, for fight we all must.